What's up, boys? I hope you are having an incredible day. Just a reminder that we drop every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to our podcast ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bust with the Boys. Presented by the greatest automobile to ever put rubber on the road.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, that was...
I think it's very obvious.
Especially not looking at anything.
What do you mean?
Usually you got to take a minute and read the ad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. You went right into it. You had a little bit of adversity with the microphone.
Yeah.
You had to take it down and then you went right into reading
the ad. Like Freddie Mercury right now, you know what I'm saying? He always had to stand off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Best front man of all time. Don't fucking at me, dude. Big podcast this week with big adversity this week.
Do you know
the Muffin Man?
People are what?
What made you laugh so hard?
Because that was funny. I thought I was funny. People are watching our intro right now, but they won't get to watch the actual podcast.
Whose fault is it? Point fingers, Will.
You know, I don't point fingers.
Yeah, 100%. You should never
point fingers.
If you point fingers, there's always three more pointing back at you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You should know. I don't point fingers, dude. I point the thumb. This is on me.
Yeah.
This is on us.
This is it.
This is on the leadership.
Leadership of the crew right there.
Even if like Bloss is running computers and doing all that stuff in the back and doesn't have a backup and stuff like that, that's on us for not having a backup for him.
It doesn't matter that I don't have a password. It doesn't matter that I can't even get into the stuff to even do anything if I wanted to because I don't know any of that stuff.
We had no clue.
However, it's on us. It's not on Bloss, who was supposed to make sure that was all taken care of, but it's not on him. It's on us.
Correct.
All right. As long as we're open. As long as we're... he goes...
Bloss is back, though. Round of applause.
Round of applause for Bloss.
He's got a torn ACL as we... Or wait. Torn patella tendon as we speak.
Torn patelli.
But the dude's a grinder. He's on the bus. Yes, he dropped the ball on the episode. It's not his fault, though. It's our fault.
Absolutely.
But it's great to have you back, Bloss.
It really is, dude. It's nice to see you. I feel like... Did you get shorter? Is your chair a little shorter? What's the deal? Why are you so much lower than Jack? Okay, you just dropped it low. Okay, that's a lot better. Okay, I was thinking, man, Jack must have had a growth spurt. Or that patella. They must have done a lot to your leg over there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad you're feeling all right. But yes, for those of you watching on the YouTube, excited to see some laughs, some giggles, or some back and forth, you're going to get all that, but in a beautiful slideshow presentation.
Yeah.
And I really hope, and I know it's not going to, because we have a lot of tier ones out there that are going to fucking ride through it for us. I hope it doesn't affect the YouTube numbers.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I know people are probably listening a lot more in their vehicle right now because they know they're not going to get the visual experience that they might hope for. But you know the tier ones are going to double down. They're already subscribing to Spotify, Apple. They're going to be watching in the premiere. They're going to catch the episode on YouTube. Because the thing about YouTube, even like you can run the YouTube and not even still watch. You know what I mean? You just have a plan in your vehicle. So some people just like YouTube. Like they're just subscribed to YouTube more. But this is a great time for everybody who is listening to please subscribe to the boys on Spotify and Apple because that helps us. It's the grittier way to build the audience. It's the grittier way to build the fan base.
Right.
It's through audio. We have been told audio is king and we need to grind it out. We need to sub.
Do the audio.
On fucking Apple and Spotify.
And you can double down too. If you want to do YouTube and audio, that's up to you. We're not telling you how to live your life. But if you want to, you can do both those things.
People we love more.
Yeah.
are subscribed to all of it.
No question, because we know they support us a lot. And if I know you support me so much, why wouldn't I support you back that much? Right, you know what I'm saying? If you're on the YouTube, jump on the audio as well. I know a lot of people like to see these beautiful faces. But go and just jump that audio on. Maybe put that thing on play while your phone's charging. Doesn't affect nobody, right? We got the Wi-Fi. It don't affect nobody.
Dude,
right?
Great episode, though.
It's a fantastic episode. From
KFC?
It is. It's unbelievable. It's one of those pods we talk about all the time where if the monitor doesn't have to, we don't need the monitor. It's a great podcast. We did need the monitor. It was kind of like, go, go, go. It was a Seinfeld episode. There was zero context to anything. We just kind of ripped and had a great time.
Yeah.
I loved it. I really wish. And I hate, I'm not going to beat a dead horse here because this is on us. This is on us. But I really wish there was video because I think it would have, God.
I know, because now clips.
Oh, I forgot about clips.
I didn't want to bring it up and I knew you weren't thinking about it.
Yeah, of course, I'm not a thinker. I'm a thinker, I'm a doer. For Blast, you know?
Back there, but
yeah.
Now no clips.
But that's not Blast's fault.
No, it's on
we
us.
We don't point fingers.
No.
It's on us, dude.
We'll figure it out.
I know.
Tier ones are going to ride with the boys, but it was a great episode. I know you guys fucking loved the Burt Kreischer episodes last week. The KFC Feidelberg one is another just all-time high.
It really is, dude. It really is. It's outstanding. I think, do you guys want to do Shout-Out No Free Shout-Out of the Week?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the Shout-Out No Free? Do you not want to?
No Shout-Out No Free Shout-Out. Did we not do Tier Talk with Fights in KFC?
No, they had to go to Shane's podcast.
Oh, they had to do Shane. Okay, side note, dude, real quick with Shane Gillis. Guy's kind of a homie. I kind of think he's hilarious. I watched his stand-up on in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
If you go to YouTube and you see Shane Gillis' shit there, dude, it's fucking hilarious. The way he interacts with the crowd.
Yeah.
He has adversity.
His storytelling
is so good.
Makes
you fucking laugh so hard, dude. I'm a huge fan of it. I hated the fact because we didn't... Did we know Shane yet?
No.
We didn't know Shane
when he came on the bus.
No. I'm talking about when they had to leave to go to do Shane's podcast. He was doing our podcast.
Shane was coming on the next day.
Right. We didn't know Shane. So I was pretty upset when they had to leave. But when Shane came on, he was great. You guys have obviously seen it. You guys have done amazing numbers for us. And not only that, but on the group chat, Shane's been fucking. He's been a homie.
He's a boy.
He's been a legit homie.
Big dog.
He's a guy you can FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a bro, dude.
He's for sure a bro.
Fucking a bro.
So we got a little tier talk going right now. Is that what we're doing right now? A little tier talk for the squad. And I believe, Jackie, if you want to grab the mic, you can explain to us tier talk.
Tier talk this week is best. And, we'll figure it out. That was the last week's episode, or next week's, your last shout out. But best barbecue sides. We all love a good barbecue, like Will. Will had a shout out. We're going for the best sides. You know, you got the main course, but the sides is really where it hits. That's where you figure out if it's, like, quality or not. You can make a good meat, but the sides, that's where the love comes. So. Yeah. Yeah, who wants to start us off? It's one of y'all too. It's just y'all, so.
I want to, if it's okay with you, Will, I'd like to go first because I'm not as well-versed as you are.
Really?
And I don't want to be swayed by your stuff because I think in this situation, I would lean towards your things more.
Okay.
So do you mind?
No, not at all.
Or by doing two per tier?
Tier 1, 2, 3, what are your top three sides?
Fuck.
And that's just working with this
one. And I'm nervous. I didn't do a whole lot of homework on this. I'm not a huge... sides guy. I am a big sides guy. No, I'm a big sides guy. I am a big sides. Chill.
Just one week before training camp, like when you have kind of like a, hey, I'm going to enjoy myself a little bit more. Let me know so we can like, I want to do a barbecue right for you. I truly do. I truly fucking do.
Hey, your birthday is July 22nd. Your boy's birthday is July 22nd.
I was going to say, what in the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. I saw you look at me, I go, your boy, I met your boy. My birthday. They go, you do a little something then. All right. My tier one off the top, it looks like these are... My tier one seems kind of easy to me. I think it's going to be the mac and cheese. I think mac and cheese is a fire tier. I think there's a lot of ways to fuck up mac and cheese. But if you have it done right, it's going to be pretty unbelievable. And for those of you wondering how I eat my barbecue, I like to kind of cut it up and mix together. I do enjoy doing that. So that I think the mac and cheese really helps with that for me. The next one... Now, this is tough because I want to keep the mac and cheese with it. You know what I'm saying? So if I was taking my tier one with my tier two, what would help me with that? Biscuits. I think biscuits would definitely be, oh, okay. All right. Biscuits are...
Soul food going on with this plate.
Biscuits are number two on my list. And I think the third one here is a bit of a sleeper. And it's one of my favorites. I'm going to go with the deviled egg. The deviled egg is my third tier.
I think that is a sleeper. And I enjoy it. It wasn't on my list, but I enjoy a good deviled egg.
Okay,
so I like that.
Listen, the whole time I did that, I was feeling levels of insecurity I haven't felt since middle school. So I really hope Everyone enjoyed that. I'm nervous. I'm afraid. I don't want to stamp something on it. I'm not going to stamp this one, but I'm proud of what I just did.
To me, your sides are kind of like a Sunday meal type of like we're the family's getting together after church and yeah. You just picked mac and cheese, biscuits and deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Like a couple of those, they don't really scream barbecue to me.
Oh, really? Well, I'm just looking at the sides.
But I like that's your truth.
I mean,
like
you've heard about my childhood. There's not a lot of barbecues going on in my life, right? Not a lot of barbecues. Yeah, yeah. I didn't have a lot of opportunities there.
And I love that you gave deviled eggs a nice little shout out. Whether or not people agree deviled eggs. Deviled eggs are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
My tier one, tier two, tier three.
I'm so excited to hear this, and I can't wait to change my mind.
My favorite side, just period, in life, but I know we're talking about barbecue, so I'm fired up that I get to feature it, but is baked beans. Oh. It is my favorite side of all time.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they got to be, Texas, they got to be good.
Just the whole state calling you there, buddy?
Texas, Texas. But, dude, good baked beans. You can't beat them, okay. Bro. I'm talking, you lay out a nice cooking, what is it, like cookware glass. What is that called? A dish, a cooking dish.
Okay.
You throw in a couple cans of baked beans. Mm. Three cans of pork and beans.
Okay.
Lay over top, bacon strips.
Oh.
You cut rings of peppers, place them over top. Slice a couple onions, place them over top. Brown sugar, ketchup.
Oh.
More bacon. And you set that thing at 225 for a good 2 to 3 hours. And bro, those are the greatest baked beans that you can have.
Really?
Yes. I did a different dish over the weekend. I know you were over at their house. I don't know if you tried the baked beans.
I didn't try any of it. I
smoked some baked beans this time, and they were phenomenal. Chopped up, diced, pepper, onion, garlic. Dice it all up. Natural ingredients, not like pepper, like or yeah. not garlic like out of the jar.
Right.
I'm talking...
Real deal.
Right, real deal garlic.
Open that shit up for real. Filet that onion type
Brown
deal.
Brown it up, and then you go again, boom. Three cans, pork and beans.
Okay.
Brown sugar.
Oh, I thought.
Fourth cup brown sugar.
No bacon bits?
Yeah, no bacon bits. Okay. Bacon comes on last.
Stupid.
Fourth cup of brown sugar. Fourth cup of mustard. And then you put 9 strips of bacon over top of it. And then you put that thing in the smoker again, 225 for a good 2.5 hour smoke.
Damn.
Baked beans are my number one. I know I was on the baked bean ones hard. Baked beans to me are the best side dish fucking in America.
Wow.
My number two, hash brown casserole. I think
that's not even on here.
Yeah, that's just that one page. Those are just references.
Oh.
Did you get a good hash brown casserole mixing that shit with the baked beans? And another thing on the baked beans.
And another thing.
Baked beans you can have. The next day, like leftovers cold, like you can eat baked beans cold. To me, that's like a sleeper thing that you can do with baked beans is eating them cold. A lot of
might side be a dishes, shout out, no for shout out of the week.
Yeah, a lot of side dishes you can't do that. You got to heat them back up. Baked beans, you can eat them things cold. But hash brown casserole is number two, and my number three is a little more unique. It's not something that is like on a list or something like that because it comes from one of my favorite places, back in Deloge, and it's called Mary J. Slop. And what you do is you take baked beans, you take potato salad, and you take coleslaw, and you mix it all together.
I think that's cheating.
That's a little cheat. Yeah, that's a little cheat. That is, if I got to go for a pure three,
yeah.
I would say, fuck.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Take your time.
I know. We're not in a rush. Maybe potato salad.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really like
potato salad. Potato salad can be a hit miss, but I do think a good potato salad is fucking crucial. For a barbecue plate, dude. But if I could go unique, if I can throw my little special, my honorable mention, it would be Mary J. Slop. Back in Deloge, Missouri, dude, you got the baked beans, you got the potato salad, and you got the coleslaw all mixed together to make a nice little dish. And
really?
It is fucking, my mouth's watering.
Damn,
right
now. I'm kind of hungry right now, too.
Oh.
You okay?
With a pork steak and then some smoked ribs.
We getting wings after this, boys? That's the deal. Does wings kind of a sign?
Do wings count as a side? I don't think wings would be a side. I think wings are either a meal or an appetizer.
Okay, so it's not a side.
I'd say no side.
Yeah, because you never say, let me get the brisket with a side of wings.
Right.
Yeah, you never say that. Yeah, yeah. I would like to say, I thought we were going off this list. I think street corn is one of my favorite sides of all time, but I don't know if that's a barbecue thing.
You could do some corn at a barbecue, bro.
I fuck with street corn heavy, bro. Fuck with street corns.
I love it. Should we do the shout out, no free shout out on this one, or they get it in our podcast on Thursday.
I think they should get another podcast on Thursday. To be honest, only reason why is we just shot our Thursday pod and I really don't have a second one.
Okay. And everybody listening, like we got the two a week.
2 a week.
Eight weeks. For the next, now we've had 1 week. So the next 7 weeks. 7 weeks. 2 a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, dropping same times. Yeah, dude, we did our shout-out, no free shout-outs on Thursday. You guys will love
it. I think the main thing is that you guys just need to know that we are fucking grinding for the squad right now. We're getting two in because we know you guys love it. We know you guys fucking love the content. And we just please keep subscribing, rating 5 stars. You have no idea how much it helps. It sounds so stupid that we do it every single week.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like you're groveling a little bit.
We're a little monotonous, but it's all good.
But consistency is key, dude. Discipline, number one. Consistency, number two. Mm. Those two things will breed you for success. Please enjoy this episode, right? We're good to go, right?
We're good to go.
And it's going to hit an ad. Phenomenal. It's going to hit an ad right now because we're 15 minutes in, right, boss? Mm. We're going to hit an ad. He's high. And we're going to go, we'll fucking live life.
We'll do the thing.
We'll do the pod. Enjoy.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
When you were doing Barstool and all that, when you started having kids, did you find it harder to do everything you're doing now? Or did you start watching yourself a little bit?
I didn't watch myself. I've actually been telling myself that, like, probably in a couple years, I should clean it up a little bit with subject matter.
Yeah, probably in a couple years.
But I've been saying that in the archives when they were like, yes, but like the archives are so deep that I'm like, I don't think my, it's almost like there's so much material that they're not going to find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was like one thing that they could listen to, but I think they're going to drown in it and hopefully not even care by that time when they're old. But I remember saying like, well, once she's like going to like kindergarten and like school, I should maybe. And that I didn't change.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep moving the goalposts.
So yeah. Well, you're never going to be allowed to clean it up because I can't talk about other things.
No. So. Hey, what do you guys need back there? Anything?
I was doing it on the mic in case we're keeping it. That's kind of how we do it. We just go. So I don't know if that's counted or not.
How we do it.
Okay.
I got this little clock up here. As soon as that's going, I know we're live. Okay. I know we're moving. We're moving.
We're not
fucking
live. We're not fucking live.
Talk about that for,
we need a goddamn clock.
We don't have a clock.
See, I take the clock very seriously. I was giving a hard time about the clock. I love the clock.
We end up going for like 3 goddamn hours because I'm like, we're like an hour in, right? And they're like, no, they're 3 hours and 20 minutes in. Shut up.
Have you found, just from like a business standpoint, when you do podcasts, have you figured out what time is best, or is there really no time for you guys?
I was gonna say no before you even got to this specific question, but okay, no, fair. Have not figured out anything at all. And in particular, I would say the time is the last thing we've figured out.
I think an hour is too short to really get into like a lot of shit that we want to get into. Mm. But I do like, we'll do like 2 hours of us, and then sometimes we'll have like 2 interviews, and an episode is like 4 hours. And I know for myself, if I ever look at like this week's episode of some show that I watch and it's 4 hours, I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, I can't, which is stupid because I could listen to it an hour at a time. And
yeah,
but just seeing like 4 hours, it's like when you hear a movie is like, you know, 3 hours long, you're like, what the fuck? So I do think there's a little bit of, I think you can go too long, you know, but also, you know, I say that and like Joe Rogan's podcast, the biggest in the world, and he'll go for 3.5 hours. So it's like, if you're interesting and it's good convo and your fans like it, you know,
I'm sure
it.
There's a specific, like a number, like between an hour and 2 hours sure. The best. But when you got outliers like Joe Rogan, you can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah. And I'd rather do what I want and be like, it's best for us and the people who really fuck with us like it than if there's one fan that we could have grabbed, but they were overwhelmed by the fact that it was too long. I don't know. Fuck it.
Yeah, like, it's like, I still haven't watched the new Batman movie. I see it's on HBO now, but I still haven't watched that because I'm like,
3 hours.
Like 3 hours of my time. Yeah. I want to watch it.
But that's where, like, a movie you got to watch to the end to know how it fucking ends.
Yeah.
A podcast, you can really chop it up however you want. True. And it's not.
For me, the number for me is like 57 minutes. If I see 57 minutes on a podcast, I'm like, that. This is easy.
Really?
But when how long do you guys go? Like,
we go anywhere from 1 hour to 3.
Okay. Yeah. Because that's where, like, if we do, I guess the thing is, it's like subject by subject because we'll bring up a topic and we could probably like do it in like 5 minutes, but we end up doing like 15 to 20 because I got some shit to say. He got some shit to say. Then we argue, we debate. Next thing you know, that one segment is like 25 minutes and we've got five more segments to go. And it's like, well, we could have chopped it down, but I also think that was a much more interesting conversation than the way we did it.
I think like with conversational podcasts, right, and like segmented ones too, like they go to the conversation. So we'll have a lot of things where like we get a voicemail and we'll fucking say all kinds of nonsense and shit. And then we're like, wait, what was the question?
Yeah, we don't even ask the question.
Like, it'll be like we start doing it. Like, oh, that reminds me of. And then we start talking about all the shit.
That's
and
our best like, show is when we're like, you know, talking about God knows what. I'm like, what was the question? And they're like, what was your favorite, like, sports?
Oh, we did it. We did it fucking yesterday. We had a voicemail where it was like someone called in talking about Arbor Day. And they were
in the Grinch.
They were in a ridiculous holiday.
Yeah. He hated it when he was a kid. So, like,
his wife called him a Grinch of Arbor Day.
Yeah.
And he was like, what would be other good Grinches of other holidays?
Yeah.
We ended up, Lord knows where.
I think we ended up talking about fucking seals and manatees for like 20 minutes.
Seals getting chopped up by boats.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was the question?
How the Arbor Day? There for Arbor Day.
It's like 6 degrees of separation, man. Sometimes
it's
Arbor Day. Like, it's
Arbor Day is trees.
Celebrating trees, bro.
Yeah.
Trees.
I'm a big Arbor Day guy. I have a lot of trees in Arizona.
They don't celebrate it. It's just desert out there.
No fucking day out there.
Yeah. Which Arizona? It's like a myth. It's Arizona's Arbor Day. Like, celebrate the desert.
I don't know. I don't think we got one.
I know. People are fucking racist against Arizona is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You don't got it.
Arizona's racist against people. When I learned that they didn't celebrate MLK Day, that's wild.
You guys don't celebrate it? No. We said you're lying.
No. We just had a guest on, Jenny Mullen.
Not until 1993.
When were you born?
Jenny Mullen.
91.
She's a comedian. She's a writer. She's also married to Jason Biggs.
Yeah.
But she grew up in Arizona. She's a little older than us. And she said when she was growing up, they didn't get MLK Day off. And because we were talking about
you still gotta grind, but celebrate it. Then we're talking about it,
and Kevin's like, we should have implemented that in 1869. And I was like, well, let's let him get born, make him earn it first.
That's fucking hilarious.
Before he's done it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I mean, where I grew up in Cape Cray, no, there's, I think, three black people in general, and they're very celebrated there. Right. There's no issue.
Overly celebrated. Yeah, it gets weird.
A town. It's literally white people and Mexicans. That's all you got in Arizona. That's hilarious. I didn't know they didn't celebrate that.
I never heard it until Jenny said it.
Yeah, if anything, it was 7:47 over my head. I could never tell.
I knew about the time zone shit, which is insane, which I respect.
You never
Shout out fucking doing that, because I think it's the dumbest shit in the world when I wake up. I mean, it's nice when you wake up and then you, oh, I caught an extra hour. Why am I extra?
I hate that. I'd rather keep it consistent.
No, I'm with that.
Especially once you have kids, man.
Yeah.
And your kids don't fucking know the clocks have changed, so their schedule is, you know, already
that
is what it is.
That pisses me off, dude. It really makes me angry.
Fallback is nice.
What's that?
Fallback can be nice.
When you gain an hour, or you gain an hour of sleep, you're talking about, right?
When you're in college and it's 1:59
and also on 1 o'clock, you're like, let's fucking go.
Yes,
that shit's hype.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would trade all that shit away just so we can go back to everyone just stay in the same time zone.
I don't care whether we do the fall clocks or the spring clocks. I just want it to stay.
Yeah.
Because the change in schedule is what fucks everything up with kids and my...
They're trying to pass that, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think the House already approved it, and if the Senate does, we're good to go. I think if it happens, it would happen in 2023.
It's even weird just like I just flew here, and I flew in from Atlanta. And they're pretty lined up on the map, but I took off from Atlanta at 7:59. I landed here at 8:01, and I was like, that doesn't make fucking sense.
I'm dumb.
I know it's because I'm an idiot, but it just doesn't make sense.
No, because they said it was on the farmers back in the day, right? That's what the whole thing was. Hey, the farmers need the extra hour.
You know what it was? It was World War One.
Was it World War One?
It was World War One, actually, because I thought it was Benjamin Franklin, and then I thought it was something to do with candles, and then I heard farmers.
But
it was something in World War One where they wanted
candles are like big enemies, I believe. Right? He invented electricity.
Candles kind of lost their jobs after that, right?
Yeah.
It was something like it started in Europe, like France or whoever over there said, like, we need more daylight for this fucking war. And then I think a couple of the bigger, like, and then everybody kind of like followed suit.
Right.
But I was like, this, boy, World War One really fucked up a lot of stuff, man.
When you're huffing mustard gas on a daily, you're probably going to think another hour's good.
You know what I'm
saying? Another hour, then you got to go back. It's just crazy, dude.
We're fixing seasons next. We talked about that this morning, actually.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? You know, seasons are a mess. We got to move them all back.
Arizona, there is no season right now. Let's find out.
We got to talk calendars for a moment.
Yeah.
We got to find out what kind of calendar guys you are. What is the first day of the week?
First day of the week's Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now we're all on the same page, days of the week wise, month wise, right? What I think that summer is June, July, August.
So we're not on the same page.
I think we're going to have a different perspective on this, Willie.
And then, because like when you do like Memorial Day and it's like still cold.
Well, you got to draw a line in the sand between us right now.
No, I think you and I are going to think differently than them.
I'm already sliding over here. We'll find out.
I say summer is June, July, August. Fall is September, October, November. Mm-hmm. Winter is December, January.
You can't think this. You can't think it.
And March, April, May. To me, those are like all very, very clearly. This is when the weather is warm. Mm-hmm. This is when the weather is cooler. This is when we get snow. And this is when we get like spring.
Now, what do you think?
Now, right. I think I'm right. And it is that.
Respect that.
July, August, September is summer.
Now.
Yep.
July, August,
September.
You're going
back to school in summer.
I go on temperature. I go on weather temperature. And now those are the hot months. June's cold.
June gets warm.
June's
where you get warm.
Spring.
That's why. June is not. You get out of school in spring.
Well, fuck that. That's not how the gods intended it, but it's how it works now.
No. Nobody's ever like, I can't wait till springtime to get out of school. You say summer. School's off for summer.
I'm over here.
That makes sense logically. Yeah, you're right. That's when logic started. Now logic has changed.
Stick to your calendar.
Climate change or logic? What are we doing here?
So it's going temperature-wise. Now what the temperatures are, right? The temperatures are now hot in July, August, September. It is now colder.
Okay.
Fall style, October, November, December. It gets fucking freezing now, January, February, March.
I'm really going to fuck
April,
you up
May,
here.
June.
Because what it really should spring. Be. Now, I know what you're talking about with the temperature change. And by the way,
I like that. I might be over here now.
All right, let's fuck.
I don't want to feel it. If we're talking about temperature change.
We're the shark thing. We're the sharks.
Also, we're talking about like the Northeast, because I understand there are places where it's warm all year round, whatever. But for us, now it's basically summer and winter are like 4 months each.
They're dominating.
And fall and spring are like 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
So if we're going to go by the temperatures, the whole thing gets jacked up. But like right now, it was 43 degrees here today, this morning. It's in New York. It's cold. It's like, it's fucking almost May, man. Like there is no more spring.
Which brings us to our next segment. Do you believe in global warming? Do you think that's a real thing?
Sounds like something's going on, right?
I'll tell you this much, man. When I was a kid,
this segment we talk about.
When I was a kid, we weren't getting hurricanes.
I used to go skiing on Thanksgiving. I'll tell you that. We don't get snow until at least January now. We don't even consider going to the mountain until December, January.
There's the spring and fall, which are the nicest.
That's the ones I want the most. And they're fucking.
They're that big. I fucking agree with that. And I think Nashville's really swayed. Because growing up in Arizona, you never get a season ever.
The whole time.
You never get it. And Michigan, drive me crazy. You do, they're more distinct, right? You got in fall, the leaves are falling.
Mm-hmm.
Winter, you got a coat of snow on the ground. Summer, it's beautiful. All of it.
Yeah.
Here is fucked up. Because it's always like raining. It'll go.
It's been a weird 2022.
It was a weird 2021.
Something's going on. Global warming, something's happening.
It's worth looking into, though. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If something going on, is it worth it to really rack your brain over what's possibly going on?
I'm a big look, things are going to happen guy.
Yeah.
I kind of
dive into like conspiracy stuff. I like to think about outside the box and what's covered up and what's really going on. And I'll try to bring those up on the show. And he's like, I don't fucking care, man.
Well, I got a conspiracy theory for you right now.
What's that?
Will Compton stole my water.
Now
I'm going the rest of this episode parched as hell.
Oh, you're fucked.
Yeah. We got some big wind in
the corner.
Look how much he's got. Oh man, this is delicious.
I got the bottom fourth. I got my back water in there, dude.
That was a pretty quickly proven true conspiracy right there.
I was looking around for it, and I was like, wait, I remember ripping the water.
As far as ripping the water, where'd mine go?
They're fun.
Yeah, it's not one of these QAnon nuts where it's like, some of them I can get behind.
Wait, you don't think QAnon's real?
What can I not get behind?
Yeah. No, what can you get behind? What makes sense to you?
Bigfoot.
You think Bigfoot's real?
Yeah. One that makes
I don't
sense.
Think Bigfoot's
which
real.
One,
I don't even think of that aliens
Justin
are like
Trudeau
a,
is Castro's son.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And there's a lot of detail
yeah,
in that,
that
one, too.
That one's a good one, yeah. Basically, anything
I think that one's like, that one's up in the air with Will stealing your water. I think that's like, yeah, that's pretty proven at this
well,
point.
That is kind of in the
9/11 as an inside job.
A loose change. We've all seen loose change on YouTube.
Maybe that's why I got out of conspiracy theories, because I watched Loose Change when I was in high school, and I went home and I was like, Mom and Dad, you gotta sit down. I'm not gonna believe this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I laid out the whole thing for him, and they're like, "You're the dumbest fucking kid alive. How much do we pay for you to go to high school?" And I was like, "All right, I'm done getting tricked." Like that's why I don't
but
do conspiracy.
You know what?
I'm too stupid.
No. And you know what? I mean, you're dumb. Don't get me wrong. You're stupid. But it's not even conspiracy theories. It's also just like, do you take the time?
I like how you gas me up.
Do you take the time to like dive into? Like, I can get into a conversation about like the why and why are we here and the who and the what. And, you know, he's just like, I'm here for a good time, man. I don't care. I don't care who
that's
put
true.
Us here. I don't care why we're...
Saturdays are for the boys.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What was it like when you guys just decided to jack his entire idea and make it your brand?
That was...
For the boys?
That was...
interesting, man. Like,
yeah, but it is. That was...
I think that's a testament to you guys. That's subconscious marketing, right? Because honestly, like PMT, they jump us all the time about stealing their bus idea and shit.
Which
like
is
that.
Such a dumb fucking
right.
comment.
But like,
is that wait, true? What,
they have yeah, a,
what
a bus thing?
No, because they have Danny. Danny
they
do
some shit.
Oh,
they
vehicles now?
Yeah, exactly.
What, if we do a car?
Yeah,
we
have a pink slip. And
no,
also
they
every
can't
idea
own vehicles. They own four wheels. They can't own vehicles. We own a whole gender of men.
We get half the population over here.
Yeah, no, Saturdays are for the boys. Like, when we were first starting, I wasn't like, not as anything other than like not being a like a Barso fan. I was more like, I was thinking you guys were, what was it called? The Hive?
Hive. Yeah.
I thought you guys were all like
now,
intermingled.
We were like enemies.
Oh, we hated that.
Without knowing a single person.
Yeah, with nothing at all. It was just like they were a competitor. It's like we hated them.
But
we hated Brobile.
They were. Right. There was very few. There was like one or two websites that we even could consider like a competitor back in those days, but just traffic wise, all they did
right,
was
like I had their ads.
The
Colin Chive
on yeah.
With Bill Murray and
the Barstool did.
Yeah.
Smoke
yeah.
of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, early on, Smut Game was a you know, it was like, yeah, you gotta have
it. That's gonna drive the eyes.
Sure.
That's gonna drive the eyes for sure.
To be honest, like I thought about it once For the Boys started to get going.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole Saturdays Are For the Boys thing, I was like, oh, people are going to think
we kind of cop that.
I honestly never thought that. I think it's such a fucking popular thing.
You're such a liar,
dude. No, I swear to God, it's a very popular thing. I knew because I know Vrabel, and I knew he kind of made it the
Vrabel
mantra.
Knew you.
Which, by the way,
Vrabel
I
did not.
Time out on that.
Who started
the
boys?
Yeah.
The boys.
100% started that.
Really?
We would grind in the summer, dude. Shout out Vanny Nofri, shout out Sindauber.
Yeah.
But we would just like, it'd be every day we'd figure out what our schedule's gonna be, because I was in town. I was staying at like a hotel when I first signed here, and it was just me. My whole light was lit up with like red lights, Juve lights, essential oils.
Yep.
And Taylor and I were accountability buddies. That's what we called ourselves.
Yeah.
We got close.
Hit that sauna. Go hit that cold. Hit that sauna. Hit that cold shower.
We got close real quick over recovery stuff, football, all that stuff.
Oh, you guys are sauna boys.
Big sauna boys.
We'll talk about that later.
In the summertime,
sauna every single night.
He stayed to train in the summer, so we trained together over at Vanderbilt, and we just hung out with each other literally every day. We're sending each other YouTube videos on a law of attraction, Conor McGregor, motivational shit. Like, we're hyping each other up every day.
Hardos in high school that are like all they can think and eat and breathe is like them getting better.
Yeah.
Us.
100%. Like, hey, I found a supplement. Like, hey, let's look at it. We're in the thing tank.
The rising grind boys.
Rising and grinding.
Every day.
Motivational text to each other.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, swear
to God.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God.
Bro,
I say we do that maybe once a year.
Yeah, once.
We'll have like a big show. And like sell it out, and like one, we'll probably text each other back and forth, being like, "Just remember, like we did something tonight. Like that's a big deal." And then we go back to never talking about that again.
Yeah.
No joke. I think I might have a Cane's sauce problem. I was at Raising Cane's the other day, getting my box combo with extra sauce on the side, like usual. I have an order. When I eat my Cane's, it goes crinkle cut fries, chicken fingers, the Texas toast, and finish strong with the slaw. So I start eating, and before I know it, I'm scraping the bottom of my sauce, and I wasn't even done with my fries yet. This habit is escalating, and I'm 100% here for it. Dip into Cane's. Get extra sauce for me, please.
It's good, though.
I like that positive affirmation.
Well, yeah, we also, like, relatively, a couple of years ago, we said, like, guys don't hype each other up enough. Mm. So we like,
you gotta gas.
Normalize. He's up a fucking
gas tank right here, man. Like he'll, I like that outfit, man. You look good. You're like that.
Yeah. I'm a big, you hit me with this as soon as we walked in. You're like that.
Yeah, I do. But I've grown into that over the years. I used to be a break them down 2020 guy. You know what I'm saying? Break them down 2019.
Yeah.
I'll keep you broken down. Then right when you're about to quit on me, I start giving you a little bit of juice. And then you're like, oh, maybe he does right, like right, me. You know
Robin Taylor
I've really
that,
changed. I've Robin, changed it a lot.
Robin Taylor sees like, oh, this is really affecting him. Like, yeah. Hey, man, I'm joking. That whole late, like, hey, I'm just joking. Yeah. It's like, right. All right, man.
What's up, buddy? All of a sudden, we're best fucking friends. That type of
person. I'm not right away joking. But once I'm not, I don't need to be like your best friend, but if I know you a little bit, I'll. But yo, I fucking like that hair. I try and gas you up something on someone per day.
See, to me, like the only way I can tell if I'm close with somebody is if like we're chirping each other. Like the minute you're an asshole to me, I'm like, we're in. Right. Mm-hmm. We're boys now, and I love it. Yeah. But you see, like, hey, how's your mother? Oh, she's good. She's tired from fucking my father. That type of vibe. Get the fuck. Like, we're not really boys. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But every minute chirps start happening, I'm fucking in.
The more mean you are, like, the closer you are. Yeah. Really. You know, like, absolutely. My best friend,
if you can, you can dish jokes and take them like you're in the circle.
Yeah, my best friend got married over the summer, and at the bachelor party, he was like, he was always a runner, skinny kid. And at the bachelor party, he looked huge. I mean, we ruined his self-esteem on his own bachelor party. Showed up to the wedding maybe 6 weeks later. And I think he, like, did not eat from that time till the wedding.
Did
looked
that.
Great.
Fat shame.
Looked fat shaming, man. And he wrapped amazing in the tux. And it was like, I don't know how you did this,
you
bro.
Be
but
careful
we,
body shaming.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, Will caught me. We're in Knoxville, and Will caught me, like, putting my shun. The worst angle you could ever hit. Mm. And in my head, it's like...
It wasn't even that bad.
But in my head, it's like, I've still... Seriously, play professional football.
I
take football seriously.
Yeah. Congrats on the gym muscles, though.
Right? I'm going
to the beach on Sunday.
Catch me on an angle like that, and I'm like, fuck, Will. Like, these people are out here judging me, and they think all I do is podcast now. Like, it took me a good 24 hours to get over it.
The picture, the world of like getting sniped with pictures in Barstool is like, it's a cold-blooded,
it's a fucking
dude.
Cold business.
Cold-blooded,
and I'm
man.
Like that too. Where if I see something, I'm like looking a little chubby. That's the quickest way to pepper me down.
Yeah,
that's the quickest way to put me in my place.
I'm delusional, so I'll just be like, bro, you don't look like that. Like it's a fucking dude. You know how iPhone cameras go? They're not they don't work well.
But you think about yourself. You'll think it about yourself though.
No, I won't.
Oh, you'll say about your picture.
If I actually look like that, but if I'm not that fat at the moment, I go, I'm a pretty fucking up and down guy.
You know who's really up and down guy who I think like deals with that shit? Big Cat.
I think
Big Cat's got body dysmorphia.
Oh,
dysmorphia. He's gotta have it.
Dysmorphia for sure.
Dysmorphia. Either one, right?
Let's just keep saying it different ways.
Yeah.
He's got the worst dysmorphia I've ever seen in my life.
Bro, when he came in, he was a CrossFit guy.
Yeah.
We called him CrossFit Cat. He was like in shape. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, by that point, I had been.
Wait, Big Cat did CrossFit?
Yes.
Yeah, he got back issues, knee issues.
He was like rock solid, not as far as regular guys go. And I mean, I had been there for probably like 3 or 4 years. You had been there for 2 or 3 years. And I remember him being like, no, like, I'm pretty in shape. I'm going to stay in shape even when I'm doing the blog thing. And we were like, right, dude.
And then the different part of the computer.
In the chair.
Real quick.
Yeah.
And then he's gone up and down. He's good about, like, he rubber bands back and forth, too.
He puts a cap on it.
He knows he's got to cut it off. Yeah.
Seems like he's making a new cap right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a new CBA. The cap rose a little bit higher
this year.
But man, like,
he definitely got Jonah Hill, like, off Barstool.
Yeah, for sure.
He goes up, he goes down.
It was on our tour bus before you guys stole that idea from Barstool as well.
Yeah, obviously.
It was a camera thing, but he was like bending over to like look in the driver's seat or something like that. Oh God.
Is that it?
I mean, he just looks so wide, you know? Actually, if you look really close, if you look in the rear view mirror of the bus, you can see my face. And I'm like, because it was one of those things. It was like, I took that picture because I'm just fucking around, right? And I'm like, I don't want to put that out. That's rude for my boy, but I gotta. I'm bound to
the world of content creating,
dude.
Yeah.
So we called them Big Cat Big House because I think we were going out to Michigan or something like that, and like people were photoshopping pictures of like the moon and him and all this shit. But then there's pictures of me looking gross,
undefeated like that.
That's what I mean. Like, and so I think everybody who's been in the game for a while has had multiple pictures of yourself where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that's on the internet forever, dude.
My worst one is a weight loss challenge. And it was a weight loss challenge between me and Dan. And I mean, I have a set of tits, like a fucking set on
beautiful.
Me.
And really,
tits
with the nips were
like fucking puffy, like 80s porn star nips.
Yeah.
Good puff on them.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? The one where they slope up?
Like an orangutan mom.
Yeah.
A little breastfeeding. And they fucking, that's the one they use. And I think that's unfair because that's pre-weight loss challenge.
Well, that's what I mean. Sometimes you fast.
Yeah.
Just
look at those tits, bro.
Those are bigums.
That's tough, man.
Those are bigums.
Yeah, those are.
But then, like, you know what? Like, 4 weeks later, you were, like, down 35 pounds, right?
Like 35 pounds, yeah.
Like, in the gear, dude, I'll be brushing my teeth at nighttime just looking at myself with my shirt off, being like, you fat piece of shit. And I'll look over at Charlie, baby, I'm going to get this thing right. Don't sleep on the boy now. I'm going to fucking get this thing tight. And I'll turn it around, bro, to get summertime. Like, if I see something, I'm like, play into it, have the most fun with it. And I'm like, all right, it's time to fucking tighten up.
The amount of times I've seen you tweet, diet starts tomorrow. Yeah. It's probably your number one tweet right now.
Yeah, it goes. That's something like that. I love watching Big Cat do his thing on the internet. Like, when he takes bad images and he's like, please delete this. It's like, that's my inspiration.
You gotta lean into it. You know what I mean? There are times where
you're never gonna beat the internet.
Never.
You're never gonna beat the internet. If you wanna live on it, you gotta learn to embrace it.
You're fighting the ocean.
You can either ignore it if you can, you know, if you got the mental fortitude to it, or you gotta lean into it. Because trying to fight it, trying to be like, no, the angle's off, or no, that's not really. Then people go in for the kill.
And then when you delete it,
is the worst because screenshots last forever. And now I know I know that bothers you, you know? Like,
right. Will, when I was like, yo, what the fuck, dude? You put that thing out there, that photo we were originally talking about? Will goes, hey, you want me to delete it? I'm like, there's already 80 comments on it. Is it going to fucking disappear?
Right, they're going to forget about it.
There's some screenshots out there right now with that fucker on there. It's tough.
Same thing with pictures or like, you know, a bad tweet, a bad joke, whatever.
Oh, it's a horrendous photo.
Make sure you put it up. I remember.
Because also, you got your guys is...
No, I don't need to see it right now. But I'm saying when we play the video, I'm fucking put it back up.
Your guys' standard is way off. You know, like your shit's warped. Professional athlete.
Yeah, but this shit's a little warped too. This shit's it was a little off. Oh, you looking for it now?
I'll look it up. It's not even that bad. Taylor, in my opinion, Taylor saw a couple comments. And
oh yeah, I let it breathe too much.
We were
different than like Big Cat because Big Cat his whole. Like,
oh,
or,
come on, bro.
That's what I was saying. He's like, bro, I still play. I'm thinking, what does that even mean? Like, it's just
don't get sensitive about that comment. I'm just telling you. I can't believe we're unpacking this here. We haven't talked about it. We really haven't talked about it.
We're unpacking because here's what I thought. He was like, okay, I'm not going to.
We can unpack it and then goes in. He goes, millions of viewers every day.
All right, I'll stay out of the body shaming game with Taylor, even though this man has zero limit when he chirps other people.
Not true.
Because it's like, because I'm thinking, okay, if it's a I'm still a pro athlete thing, I'm thinking, bro, there's photos of me out there when I'm like still playing and taking it serious. Because if like you see comments and it's like other people are controlling that part of you caring.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's my thing. So when you got mad, I'm thinking like, what, dude, who cares? It's like,
right.
Oh, I care because other people think that I'm not taking it serious. Well, it's like, well, are you taking it serious? Are you 17% body fat? Then who gives a fuck?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, and I don't disagree with what your thought process is. My thing was mentally, I was not ready to accept that photo being out there. You know what I'm saying? That's growth on my end that needs to happen. I'm going through something that's like, that's been a thing since I was like 12. Since I was 11 or 12, I've been like, you know, you've been a little... I've been off its alignment.
That
wind hits you, kind of pull the shirt like that. Which I know.
Hey, why do you wear my love handles all the time?
Which is lower gut. Because it's my insecurities projecting on you. If I do it to you, I'm just doing it to you. I'm not putting it out there in front of 150,000, 160,000 followers. Congrats, by the way. That's a lot of followers. That's a lot of followies. No, I'm just saying. It's literally, I've already unpacked it with myself, right?
But I think
we called the therapist, we sat down for an hour. We're all set. We unpacked it. I went home, I looked at myself in the mirror, I'm like, you look fine. It's bad lighting. You know, give me one of those.
It's crazy to me because you're literally a very well-paid professional athlete. Yeah. Where it's like, who cares what it looks like, dude? Your body is doing what it needs to do at the highest fucking level in the world. Yeah,
but I've always prided myself, and you know this, of like being an offensive lineman, but keeping a low body fat percentage. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like making it look good with a uniform on. That's always, who cares how you perform? It's really how you look, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? We had a guy named Jarrell Casey on our team. Talk about a bad body baller.
We're just gonna.
Oh no, you! Hey,
he's just sitting somewhere watching TV right now. And he's just gonna catch a stray bullet.
This is football.
Paul, you have said that a dozen times on this show. I've said it out of nowhere.
But you know, I'm trying to keep the main thing the main thing.
We clearly. But I will say,
we needed this. You might have unpacked.
You might have more than me because I already took care of it.
You set me off. It made me mad. It made me mad that you got mad.
No,
we banned.
Here's what I was thinking when it all went down. I was like, Will's not handling this. If Will had enough sleep having a newborn baby, I'm sure he'd probably handle this a little bit differently as far as like me getting upset about it because that's not like
was
you.
Were there like words on your shoulders? Here? Were you like
hardly?
At each other?
No. It was like
what the hell, man? We were sitting there doing our meetings.
Oh, bro, we were right about to do Coach Eckler on our spring tour. You can go look at it right now on YouTube. It's unbelievable. And I look at him, I go, God, like I'm like fucking bummed. And I show it to him, and Will's like, hey, what are you mad about?
You're face to face, though.
Like,
you're not.
Yeah. We're like right next to you. We're like, gets upset with me about being upset. And then I sit there and kind of just looking at it. You know, when you get fucking, you catch a bullet and you're kind of like,
many times, bro.
This is tough.
Yeah.
And Will goes, man, your energy's all off right now. And I'm like, that's not making it any better in my head. You can kind of feel the vibe too in the beginning of the episode as well.
What I said was,
it's so difficult. I'll keep interrupting you. It's so difficult because you got the boys out there too, and they're all trying to have a good time, and you're like, you're fighting your own demons. You're fighting your own demons. You're like, oh, I don't want to kill the vibe for the boys, but
I heard that dude, Will. I snapped and said, bro, take a joke. Taylor goes, I'm still
that's
playing.
I'm calling your girl crazy.
What does that mean?
Joke, bro.
Yeah, that's tough. But what I do, I walked away. Because in my head,
it festered with us the rest of the day.
Oh, 100. Hey, I was like.
It's festering right now.
No, I think
this is very healthy.
I took the photo. We're chilling out at Tennessee's practice. And in my head, I know, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I do understand some of Taylor's insecurities with the body stuff.
Well, you're fucking 310 pounds, 100%.
But you look good. You just said you're 17%. You look better than me as a 310 cat. There,
and listen, I don't disagree with that.
And look, I would still love to play football.
Keep getting like mad. Like, I want you to know I'm cool now. Okay.
I'm just trying to tell a story. Right, I know you need me to look down bad.
Where are we? This is what we're talking about. I don't need you to do nothing. I look at Jack
and I go, hey, you think Taylor would care if I post this photo?
Who's that to?
To Jack.
Jack.
Oh, Jack just got thrown under the bus.
Because there's one up there that's circulating. My body that circulates. I'm like in a wheelchair. I look terrible.
Hey, that's a tough photo,
but
too.
I'm thinking like, you know, we banter back and forth, and I look to Jack, and I go, do you think Taylor would care? Like, should I ask Taylor if I can post this photo? And I'm thinking to myself, what do I got to ask myself if Taylor's going to be all right posting this photo? I'm like, it should be all good. And Jack was like, nah, he won't care, bro. Or I won't put words in your mouth.
No.
You can speak. What did you say?
I don't remember, but I definitely was like, yeah.
Yeah, throw it out there.
To be fair, that is how I should have handled it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to throw you under the bus.
I felt like I had permission, but I was thinking, should I go over to Taylor and ask him if I can post
this photo? I think at that moment, I would have looked at him and been like, not only would I have been like, no, I would have been like, damn, I got to leave here right now and start working out.
I don't think that would have happened unless you saw a couple comments first. I don't think that was that bad of a photo.
I didn't even look at the comments in the beginning.
It was all your own.
Hey, listen, this is the biggest battle you got up here.
I told Jack, I go, I'm going to put it out there and I'm going to let it eat. And whenever he sees it, then we'll kind of know. And
I wish I saw it after our last pod because it was right before our fourth pod
of the day.
Oh, yikes.
He brings it out. I saw the look on his face. And yeah, there's definitely truth to. I was probably ready for him to be a little abrasive, and I might have already thought how I was going to handle it in my head. Like, he should be able to take this joke.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've already got your answer right there, whether you should have posted it or not.
But when you said, hey, I still play, I was like,
no, I didn't say like
also,
that.
Man, listen,
even when I was talking to you, I was low-key.
You guys mind getting off the bus and we'll just.
Low-key, when I was talking to you, I was trying to word it the way I worded it when we first unpacked this. It was like, I don't want to be a dick, but like you're. And our us and exactly, it's hard, but it's also like one of us takes our career much more seriously than the other right now.
But
that's just facts. For a couple reasons.
Well, yeah, for sure. But I'm saying, what does that mean? Why does that still
matter?
What
that means is your boy needs to do a little more therapy. That's all that means. I'm taking ownership of that situation. But I would like to say the way you handled it and the way you know me, I know it's because there was lack of sleep.
You know what I'm saying? How you gonna tell me how I feel?
Hey, why is he mad? Hey, why is he mad? I'm trying to tell him it's all good. I know you're tired. You slept for 2 hours on the way home. You have a new baby. Yeah, and so I know when I got
the excuse.
When I got to
never do it, bro. Any other reason, man.
I quit doing nicotine. Those little. Have you ever had Zins?
Hang on.
Yeah.
I do apologize. I just want to put that out there. I apologize.
That's
for that.
Good.
I'm glad we had this moment.
And I'm happy. And you know what?
I apologize.
If it went a different way again, I wish I had a better chance to laugh at myself. Yeah. And for that,
I wish I would handle it.
Guess what? It will happen again.
Oh,
dude.
No question.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is nice.
This is for the boys.
That's beautiful. That's what it's all about.
Whether you're tossing the ball around with buddies or picking off passes like a pro, Optimum Nutrition can help unlock more you. Tackle your recovery with Gold Standard 100% Whey, which has 24 grams of high-quality protein per serving and more than 15 delicious, easy-to-mix flavors. Put the world's number one to the test. Available at stores nationwide and online at OptimumNutrition.com. Euromonitor International Limited. Consumer Health 2023 Edition and custom research conducted February to March 2023. Retail sales of whey protein powder in 2022.
You reach a point with pictures and shit on the internet, like
and being around each other so much.
Yeah.
We're like brothers.
There's a comfort.
But
for
I mean,
sure.
If it's in your head, it's one thing. But like when it's the comments and the rest of the internet, like it's hard. I mean, that shit fucks you up. But also when it's happened like 25 times, eventually you're like, yeah, man, I don't know. That picture didn't look good to me. Yeah. I'm not. My body's ugly. It is what it is. Yeah. You know.
Whenever I get juiced up one day, and then I'm just gonna be standing there in front of.
When I retire, I'm not gonna
be my boxer. It's just like, playoff Willie, you're fucking 15. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a ton. Of, when guys retire, like offensive linemen retire, like the next day,
that's you're gonna say, I'm like 250 pounds.
We had Eric Wood on here, and he looked unbelievable.
Yeah, he looked like a different person, right? Yeah.
And they were showing pictures of him before. Pull up a picture of Eric Wood real quick. His shit, huge glow up. He was so pale and fat where he had like the pink spots on his cheeks. Yeah. Like that kind of fat. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Thomas was a...
Joe Thomas,
like they're 1A and 1B, but I think Joe Thomas had a...
I think Joe Thomas takes
Joe Thomas had a very public one, too.
He was so fat, he got rosacea kind of shit.
The rosacea.
Yeah,
let me see.
Hey, you guys...
Yeah, dude, actually, I met Eric Wood on the first Grit Tour. I went with PMT on that.
Oh, really?
We hung out with him and fucking...
You guys look related?
What's the fucking other one?
That was
the other
you
one.
You guys do have a bit of a vibe, huh?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Rosacea fat. Yeah, no, like yeah, now I see it. Wow. I see it now.
Yeah.
Now you're the boy there. Nobody in the world has more doppelgangers than this cat right here.
Really? Why do you think that is?
Because I look like fucking, ugly. I look like no one. I look like nothing. I'm just like an animorph blob. That's
we
fucking,
gotta get that like the classic hits. We call it the final verse.
I saw your guys' doppelganger. Whoever somebody posted something last week, and there's like four of you.
Oh yeah, the Dave Portnoy show. Head to that one.
Shit was
dude, that's
so spot on.
That was the Conomad.
Hold up, I want to see
the German Conomad. Conomad.
That one is crazy.
That one's the one that looks the most like me.
German.
I'm trying to say Dysmobia.
Dysmobia.
This cat looks exactly.
It's like, dude, it looks a lot.
They had like four people.
I mean, that's Feitelberg, bro.
It's
just
wild.
Some German dude doing a Durex ad. That is fucking Feitelberg.
Yeah, dude, you got that Eastern European Irish like.
I got fucking it all. Bro.
If you're white, you look like
there
you.
It is. There's yeah, yo. If you're white, you look like me. Unless you're Sammy Watkins, in which case you also look like me.
Yeah, he's a white Sammy Watkins.
Really?
The Portnoy one was crazy.
The
Portnoy, the big cat one, spot on. Hank was spot on. Fucking
Oh, I forgot
Roan
about that,
was
dude.
Hilarious.
Hey, go to the top real quick.
Look at Roan's.
Hey, that's a tough.
Oh, yeah, he's
Roan, that's wait, tough.
Did they have the Roan one where Amelia Earhart or whatever?
Yeah,
Roan's hilarious. Scroll down. That one at the bottom.
It's cropped, yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Bro, look at
that
one.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
There is the one of the embarrassing parts of mine.
Who is that?
She's like, so I think it was.
It's the League of Their Own chick. It's Dottie Henson from League of Their Own.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Hey, Ron is super talented, by the way.
Dude, he's the man.
Crazy talented.
I want to be him when I grow up, man.
He's.
I can't believe I can't fight. Do we have some of his good ones, Nick?
The worst one of me, or the one that's Illinois girl. This Illinois
is the one, yeah. Like this poor girl.
Dude, this poor. I feel so awful for this girl. People
oh yeah,
and it's just like that one. That's the one that looks the most like me.
And this cat, yeah. The guy with the hat, he's a new one. He's like a diehard. That's more tough for her than.
That's the kind of girl that goes to the bar, like tries to put out and get shut down. That's a tough fucking kid.
Do I want to fuck Feidelberg tonight? I don't know.
She's not a bus with the boys. Don't show her picture.
That girl needs to, like.
Don't show her fucking picture.
Show her picture. I feel terrible. Yeah.
I said that, dude. You're going to bring it up?
You know those girls, though. They're a little thicker, a little more manly looking, and they're like down immediately, and you're like.
And if you don't pick them, they're ready to cock block because you're trying to get on a friend.
Yeah. 100%. You're waiting for your buddy to take a straight bullet.
I'll speak into the camera, those ladies. What's up?
I'm not saying no.
These fellas over here speaking for themselves. If I catch you on Broadway tonight.
Somebody's gonna love them.
Dude, I've had not too many ladies like that, but a couple. And I've told a story one
to have some of those.
When I was younger, where like I picked up her leg to put it on my shoulder, and I played hockey when I was younger, and I was like, I swear to God, I felt like I was picking up my hockey bag. Like, I was like,
Was that out of want or necessity that you chose to take that woman home?
That was out of fucking beers, baby.
Going hog hunting. That type of thing.
Cow tipping at nighttime.
Yeah. Bro, that is so mean to say.
That's so
mean. I was hog hunting. The thing
is, like, I would hear from my buddies all the time in college, and this is actually one game I did not partake in, was like, they would say who could bring the biggest girl home.
Yeah.
And they'd have, you know,
I get 25 funny,
girls.
But that's like, I've
heard of these games. I've never
been part of that.
No. But I'm thinking of a chick that, like, some of the football players would bring home. They'd call her Flipper.
Ooh.
Yes, bro. And they would just take turns. They'd call her Flipper, bro.
Why?
You'd be sitting in the living room eating pizza. Somebody'd come in and tap one of the boys in. Quincy and I would sit there. Quincy and I would
I never got that either. I wasn't a fan of that.
What? The devil's threesome?
Well, just yes, but also when it's even more than that, when it's like you're next, like that's a weird thing to me.
By the fifth turn, she's just kind of there, like sweaty.
How sweaty is everybody right now?
Are everywhere.
I'm doing a bust with the boys episode. I'm sweating my ass.
Yeah. Hey, story about the girl who
comparatively.
I'm gonna bail on the shirt. I'm usually pretty quick to bail on the shirt.
Oh,
we got pop buttons.
I know. Snap buttons. I fucking dressed up for you, fellas.
Yeah, you did, man. Yeah, no, that story about the chick who fucked everybody on the Suns like last year.
Oh yeah, you know.
Weird flex.
It's a weird deal.
The weird thing is the seventh guy, he just wanted to make out with her.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Oh, dude. The guy's like, what? He's like, just give me a big kiss.
Can we kiss?
I can't get over right now. Make out with me for a little
bit. What pod was that on that she was talking about that?
No jumper.
Selena
Powell. Pull her up.
She's got a lot of makeup, bro.
Yeah. No, I've checked out her OnlyFans. She can get it done.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for real.
I thought she was rather lackluster in this act.
Did you put her in?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I thought she would have been like, freaky deaky, you're seeing some shit you've never seen before.
I see what you're talking about.
Who are you?
You wouldn't hit.
Bro, I'll fucking whoever, whatever.
Whole Suns team.
Yeah.
Maybe not after the whole Suns team. I'm like, I'm not going to be.
Imagine being without social media and people don't know. Like, people back in the day used to go fuck the entire Boston Celtics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was great.
Imagine marrying a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine having to be with that. Like, you show up and it's like, hey, this is Christina.
And the whole locker room.
I think I've met you before.
And then one of your buddies
gives you that fucking bump. It's like, hey, that's the girl we all tagged. And he's sitting there saying his I do's. What a fuck.
Yeah, but almost, isn't it almost like ignorance is bliss? Like, we live in this world now. You can leave it there, baby. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to stretch out a little bit. Nice. I'm also going to say something. I'm sorry to interrupt real quick.
Do us?
I'm going to do it. I've been eyeing it for a while. There's a water down here. It's half drink. I'm going to drink it.
There you go.
Don't know why. Literally,
I'm surprised you made it this long.
I'm drinking it.
Oh man,
that's awesome.
What are we talking about?
Oh, but like,
I'm drinking random water.
Like a town bicycle type girl that everyone like kind of marries.
But somebody marries.
Oh, ignorance.
Everybody, right? And like because of social media, you know these things, or you stay connected. Like you used to fuck somebody or date somebody, and you break up, and then they're like fucking gone. But now you continue to follow her, and you see her marriage pictures and her baby pictures, and you're like, that girl who like we fucked in the porta potty at Preakness, And it's like, nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know. You know, everybody does their dirt. Everyone has their wild times and their mistakes and shit. But social media keeps you all connected, and you can see it, and you can talk about it. It's like I can message you and be like, oh, that girl? Guess what I did to her? And it's like, I should never even have that opportunity to blow up because you fell in love with that girl for whatever reason.
I know.
And it's like, he doesn't know. I remember, man. This was, I guess this wasn't social media related, but my freshman year roommate who I got paired up with ended up being like my best friend ever. And he, ends up, you're a work friend, babe.
You're a work friend. Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
I just saw the, but there was a girl from my high school who also went to college with us. And he came home one day, it's like first semester, and he's like, I'm like, this girl, man, like, I love her. You got to meet this girl that I met. She is a 10. She's this, she's that. Oh, and shit. We end up like, I meet her for the first time. And I was like, oh my God. Like, let me tell you some stories about her from high school. And they were just filthy, filthy stories in the woods, people doing god awful things to her. And I remember I was like, do I tell him or do I not? Like, cause he seemed to like love this girl.
Yeah.
But I was like, I think I got to tell him. And I give him the scoop, and he got like real quiet, and he was like, "Boy, I wish I didn't know that." But he was like, "I know you had to tell me, but like, it was more like I just wish that wasn't the case. Bro, yeah. I just wish this wasn't reality.
I would never say nothing.
But I do remember being like, I don't think she was also. I don't care if you fuck around and you do some crazy things. I think she was kind of like a sketchier chick.
Yeah, that is sure.
It's a beer, I think.
No, I'm gonna drink this. Okay. It's cold, man.
I was like, Arizona? Okay.
Yeah, a little green tea.
Okay.
Here's Jack. Thank you.
Yeah, would you tell your boy? I mean, you did. Did they say
mine was a little more like, and I was right because they ended up still dating each other, and they were like a horrible, toxic relationship. That I was like, it was more like you should stay away from this chick, and also maybe to enforce it. Like, let me tell you some of the things things that happened to her face in the woods. It was, you know, crazy. But yeah, I don't think I would tell anybody.
Happened to her face in the woods?
Was that the Friday the 13th movie? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, their bare knuckle brawling matches.
I don't think I would tell.
Like Rocky did.
I don't think I would just tell you like, hey, this girl you like has, it's like, yeah, she's had sex with somebody before, man, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, guess what? We've all done disgusting shit before. Why do I have to blow this girl up behind her back?
Tell your boy?
I don't think so. I mean, there's obviously a level to it, but I think no. I'm a big, like, that's not my business.
Stay out of it, you know?
I'm a big,
especially
like.
With relationships, you never know, man. We confronted.
And also,
because I
wouldn't want to know. So yes. I usually do what I would want done to me, as Jesus taught us. And. I'm like, I wouldn't fucking want to know that shit, right. So I'll shut my mouth here.
Easter too, nice pull, dude.
I knew a guy who, I was kind of like a part of their crew, but him and his like real close friends confronted him and told him, you know, your girl has been cheating like prolifically on you. And he like kind of knew already and whatever, like was okay with it or didn't think he, you know, didn't want to break up with her or whatever. And he was kind of like mad because he was like, now you guys know that I know. And if I let this continue on, you guys think I'm like a chump.
Yeah.
And I would have rather continued where like you guys stayed out of my shit and I did what I wanted to do with my relationship. But now it's like I didn't, for whatever reason, he didn't mind that he was getting cheated on. But he does mind all of his boys knowing and clowning him and talking about it.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
ego.
You guys brought it up.
That's his ego.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ego, yeah. That's,
would you tell?
I think I would start no. If the situation is like you explained, like if Taylor was like, yo, I met this chick, she's a 10, she's this, she's that, she's awesome, she's cool. And if we're all hanging out and stuff and it's all, if everything's all driving, I just see the boy really likes her. I probably wouldn't tell. Now, if they had something that goes on or happens to where it's like, all right, he's kind of questioning her or they're in an argument or something.
There's other reasons on top of it too. Yeah.
Then I think I might tell.
Right, just as a little incentive, a little push.
Yeah, I might.
Yeah, I think
if they end up blossoming and it ends up being awesome, and my man's happy,
mm-hmm.
like, then that's really all that matters, right? Because I'm kind of thinking the same thing. It does suck when people know.
Yes,
that's fucking.
It's a lot of people.
You want to be one of the boys. Like you want to be one of the boys. Mm. And if you like really like somebody, and then something happens, right? And you're sitting around them, you're like, yeah, I don't want to look like a bitch being around them.
Yeah.
It is. Right. A lot of people are always like, just don't embarrass me. Like I don't want people to know whatever it may be. Just don't embarrass, but when everyone's embarrassed, it's tough to
I could see somebody telling you from the jump, because it's like, you know, there's like an unspoken bro code.
I've had that happen to me.
You might think that they're
somebody told you.
Might think that like I need to tell him, not you know, not thinking about everything.
Yeah. Were you happy about it?
You had somebody tell you.
It hurt because you. Yeah, there was a DB on my team at Michigan. And I started dating this
girl. College football team's hard.
He was just telling you who else she slept with, or like,
no, so like something about her. I was dating her, and it was kind of like, not, we weren't really talking, like telling people. It was kind of like, oh, we're kind of figuring out. Yeah, I'll be your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah.
You were into her?
That type of thing. Yeah, I was into her.
Yeah.
And obviously I know this dude, not only playing with him, but I've seen this dude in the shower. So I know exactly what the fuck he's packing. And I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert. It was a piece. This dude, I'm not going to say her name because we're actually low-key still friends to this day. And he goes, oh, you're dating so-and-so? I go, yeah, I am. He goes, oh, I had that girl taking my trash out.
Oh, I was like, oh, bro.
It was just fucking... He told me that.
Yo, dude, bro, I am so sorry that happened to you. On behalf of, like, the world. Like, I'm so sorry.
I've never heard that phrase. And bro, I wish I had it.
Look at this. Feidelberg is dying of thirst, and Will's just spilling all over. Grab some waters while you're out there.
I thought that was sweat. I kind of just looked in this dude's eyes like,
oh, have me taking my trash.
Yeah, okay. I'll be right back. And I grab my phone, I call her, and I go, I get mad at her.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Like, you know, right, I'm yelling at her.
Mm. Well, you had sex with somebody before me? What?
That's crazy.
But I actually do, I don't know, there might be a little bit of a responsibility if you're going to date someone. It's like, just so you know, a teammate on your team, I have history with them.
Yeah.
She was just hoping to.
You hear you on that, in the locker room. You hear dudes talking about that stuff all the time.
I'm sure. I mean, in a college team, there's got to be a lot of overlap, right?
On a college team, for sure. But even in the NFL,
yeah, right.
Like,
right.
I didn't know you were with her. Type talk or conversations,
right
next to each other, and I'm like, damn,
shit.
I do not miss being single sometimes.
Yeah, that's gotta be.
Saying?
I mean, being single and having like a high profile lifestyle. We talk about this a lot on our show too. Like the pre social media, pre internet, where things were like. Even forget about dating and sex, like just hanging out, having a good time. You could drink, do drugs, whatever you were interested in. Like, and there was no worry. Now it's like you can't do anything. Everybody knows everybody's business.
Imagine going back in time, though, and I bet those people doing drinking, drugs, all that stuff were still kind of paranoid. Like, what if somebody finds out?
There's always a level
you
of...
You go back and be like, hey, if you only know what's going to happen in 20 years, buddy.
You were worried about, like, one person from your town walking in and seeing you and gossiping to, like,
that
church or some shit, whatever.
Yeah.
And that was what freaked you out. Imagine them in this
life. I got to say, in the little experience I have of, it's athletes speaking, of 20 years ago, we had Rodman on the show. And he's extreme case. Obviously.
Rodman did not
seem like they had any cares at all about being found out. He was telling a story. I was thinking about this earlier when we were talking about like, oh, you don't know who you marry and all that shit. When he was saying that after practice, they'd go to some hotel bar and there would be guys there with their wives being like, yo, will you take her upstairs and fuck her?
Yeah.
I remember Rodman being like, I'd grab like three guys' wives, I'd go upstairs, I'd fuck them, I'd send them back down to their husband. It was loose.
I remember thinking,
I truly, genuinely to this day, I still think the last person on the planet Earth I would want to fuck my girl is Dennis Rodman. If I had to make a list of like the actual individuals, I think he's the last one.
That's probably a harder one, right?
Show, by the way, I don't want to
top my head. That was probably number one.
I'll be honest. Whatever the worms got going on through his blood might be fucking. Dude, he fucked a horse, right?
We sat down for the interview.
He almost did, I think.
He was already in the studio.
It's okay to almost fuck a horse. It's not okay to fuck a horse. You know what I'm saying?
We come in. He's already sitting there. We both sit down. We're like, I don't even know if we got high. Nice to meet you's out. And he just goes, you ever been to a horse show?
And we were like, oh, my God.
Like, a horse? You a horse? No. In fact, in the Pacific Northwest in America.
In America?
There's a lot of them.
Seattle?
He was like, bro, I'll get you a list.
He was like, I'll get you a horse by 2:30.
All the spots.
It was crazy, man.
He's got it taken care of. If you need a horse guy, horse girl.
On the you wanna go to a bar after practice, I had a teammate in Washington who these white dudes would be swingers, right? Swinger couples, swinger families. These white dudes would have my teammate over, and he would sit there and fuck their wives, bro, while they watched.
Shut the fuck up.
Swear to God.
Ticket holders?
Cuck?
I don't know.
Is that the definition of being a cuck?
Yeah. A white rock or a white stone sitting out in your front yard, right. That means you're a swinger. That
we heard Adirondack chairs.
He'd be over. I heard the garage door being open a little bit. Like a foot open.
I like that one. Like we're open for business. You can get it.
I heard there sometimes in Massachusetts, if you keep your car keys on the left on the bar, there's all kinds of signals. Apparently, we know all of them.
Well, that's my point.
Are we? I think the
same way that like foot fetishes seem to be like par for the course now,
which I really wish I had, but keep going.
I think like we know so much about swing, these signals and shit.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more swingers than we realize. I think that's a bigger thing.
You think so?
Like, I think if you know all the details of a fetish or a kink, that it means that there's so much that it's like not underground anymore. I think there's a lot of dudes out there just like watching their girl get fucked and vice versa.
That's Luke Pineapple, okay,
brother. Out there none. Yeah, what you experience, JP?
The fact that we know about Adirondack chairs and pineapples.
None of y'all's business.
Pineapple garden gnome.
Someone who's done it, and yes, I have.
Pompous grass?
Looking in the mirror every day, bro.
Yeah, but I remember when I heard that story, I was fucking thrown for a loop. I was like, are you serious? We'd sit up in special teams, and he'd either show me photos or tell me a story. And that was
But he would be the one fucking them, right?
Yeah.
He's not the one watching.
Yeah.
He's not the one watching. Although... It's kind of all of it's a weird deal.
I mean, if you think about it, you like watching porn, right? You like watching some girl get banged. If you are cool with it, like, I guess the ultimate would be like, I'm watching my girl do porn. If you're cool, if you're secure with it,
that would not be. Right.
That's a path I'm not willing to walk down.
But you know what? I'm more, it's just like my own insecurity about it. I mean, it'd probably be cool to watch you fuck around. That's awesome, but I don't want you to do it because I'm going to be jealous of it. You know
right,
what I mean?
100%.
But it's,
your relationship is probably not going to work out.
Yeah.
If you both remove your ego,
I think it's opening Pandora's box
level.
Right. You keep doing new things.
Yeah.
Hey, let's try anal. Okay, we did it. Okay, let's try this now. Let's try that now. And finally, you're in fucking gimp outfits in a room full of 50 people wondering who's in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? It's not fucking worth it, dude.
You should save some of the regular taboo stuff for down the road. You know what I mean?
You gotta wait until
one in the back pocket
fizzling hard.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just be like, I'm a little bored. It's like, okay, just do reverse cowgirl for a second. You know what I'm saying? Where that can fix it.
Pace yourself. It's a marathon.
It's a marathon.
Yeah. It's like,
that's how you make it in marriage. Fucking doing that, dude.
30 Rock, there's like a character in Jenna Maroney who's so like fucking weird that towards the, like she's constantly doing, she ends up fucking like a drag version of herself. And they end up like start dating and falling in love and constantly doing all kinds of weird
shit. How egotistical is that?
Yeah.
You fucking fell in love with yourself.
Crazy egotistical character from the jump. And at the end, they fall in love and they start trying to do a real relationship. And they like have like a, they fall asleep on the couch together. And then they were like, are we? Oh, babe, I think we're doing it. We're fucking normaling. And that's like the weirdest thing they could do is like
be normal.
They go to shopping malls together and they take naps on the couch together.
Yeah.
So I think if you start too extreme, you just revert backwards.
It's a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually, you just end up being on the couch, not fucking.
Eventually, not fucking. No, it is cool when those relationships start off, though, pretty crazy.
Yeah.
There's probably no better feeling than that first few times.
The early stages?
Holy like, oh my shit, God. Dude. You just meet them and you're like, hey, what are we doing? And you kind of go back, you're playing the limbo game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're playing fucking Pornhub roulette like that we're doing.
You're like in that mode with that girl, like,
putting
how am I going to
show this ass?
How am I going to trick
doing.
You? You know what I'm saying?
For whatever reason,
it's like, how am I going to trick you into thinking I'm a good enough dude to sleep with?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's always that. Like,
and then you're getting wild and you're pulling out two rounds of yourself and you're like, yeah, I'm a fucking beast.
I'm like this.
You know when it's short lived, but you're like,
I'm doing movie stuff in your movie.
Yeah.
I'm in that early
2000s. Hey, first round is tough though. If you're really
low
into
key, you go wank it in the bathroom before. Be like, I'm about to give this thing a marathon.
Yeah, I feel you.
You've done that
in the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
You've
at a bar?
Completion? Wait, in a bar? I thought you meant like at your. You've gone to a. You've met a girl. Gone to the bar.
I think I'm digging myself a hole right now.
Sure,
go ahead.
Came and then went home and fucked her.
So
you should be on a list, bro.
When I was like in college and I was like texting somebody or whatever, and I knew like this might
going down.
This might happen. This is a strong possibility. But for the first time, we're gonna imprint
become
on each other.
We're
gonna do this thing. Like if it's like 2 in the afternoon, we're not going out till 8. I would absolutely go crank before.
But see, but you know what the problem with that is what I would do the same thing. Say we're getting a little hot and heavy in the text game, right? And she's sending the pictures like,
I'm with you, Fights.
This is what you get. No, I don't think you're going to be with me. Bro, you don't want to be there. And she'd be like, we're doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, fuck, goddamn, she's hot. I can't wait for this. And I'd crank too.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I don't know. Friday Night Lights is on tonight. I might.
Yes. That's why I never would do it, because I know how my post not clarity
is. I had to stop, dude.
Once the post not clarity comes, I'm like, oh, I don't got to hit me. I'm good.
I'm in the car right now.
The post not clarity after you've been talking a big game where you're like,
monster game.
I said things that I couldn't do in any lifetime. And now I'm like,
I've read erotica to like get up my sex game. And I say things, man, that I'll fucking
put that on a quote. I've read erotica.
Bro, I'll fucking come in. I'll turn you inside out. And guess what? You're coming in. I'm coming in. You're getting six pumps missionary. And I'm going to sleep.
But I feel like people should. I think most reasonable people know that what you're saying in sexting and what's going to happen, there's going to be a gap between what really happens and what
you're saying. Kind of scary, though. Yeah.
Versus the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Here's the trailer. This shit looks.
It's all the highlights.
Yeah. Movies?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad parts.
It's like the extra, like, 45 minutes of Wedding Crashers that's like, oh my God.
What 45 minutes of Wedding Crashers isn't great?
Like, the last 45 minutes.
You're
Wedding Crashers.
You have a threesome with those Brazilian twins from the game? Like that part? That's fucking hilarious.
Wedding Crashers is a comedy for like 30 minutes, and the rest is like a romantic movie. Listen, about
Wedding Crashers
on the boat and everything, and then we go to the funeral. The funeral part's funny, but it's also like, holy shit, I forgot we have another like 30 minutes of where we gotta crash the funerals.
The
it's
first 45 are definitely funnier than the rest, but the rest
by a mile
is still great.
No, I think you're totally off. You're totally off on Wedding Crashers. One movie you could say that about is Anchorman 2. When he goes blind,
I agree with
and
that.
The next 45 minutes,
I think you could probably call that about Anchorman 2.
With the shark and stuff?
I don't remember Anchorman 2 well enough to criticize it.
I think the entirety of Anchorman 2, you could probably say that about. Whatever.
Anchorman 2's got great parts.
How many times have you watched Anchorman 2?
Probably three or four.
You watch it quite a bit, but I feel like
three or four are too many times.
Like Taylor's probably the same job as me. When Anchorman 2 came out, it's like this is the best movie that's going to come out. And you sit and watch it, and you're like, they were kind of forced.
There was a run with
the fight in the park, the second fight. Like,
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
I like it.
That's the one with Drake and Kanye come in.
I don't think I've ever seen that, as a matter of fact.
Hey, but have you done a 1 minute man on your fucking Wedding Crasher take?
I haven't. There hasn't been much for reason.
Murder. I think you'll actually get a pulse of Anchorman.
I think that there's way more people than you guys realize who agree with me.
I disagree. I think he's right. I think there is.
I'm not saying it
could have been an hour longer if it wanted to be.
I'm with you, but there's a good faction on the internet that does think that Wedding Crashers is too long.
Because in that era, this is why I think Old School is like the funniest movie ever, because it's an hour and a half. This is
comedic genius.
This is it.
That should be
our
jingle.
I'll do it again for another minute.
But what part? Like Old School to me is 90 minutes and there's no fucking fluff. There's no nonsense. It's funny, laugh out loud funny, like from beginning to end. And I think Wedding Crashers became it becomes like a rom-com instead of
rom-coms.
I don't either. I love rom-coms, but I think that there are rom-coms and I think there are rom-coms, and I think that that era was a lot of comedy movies and then some rom-coms, but this one went full-blown rom-com.
I think it's a rom-com. I think something like Fool's Gold is a nice rom-com.
Yeah,
but you have to go enjoy yourself.
How do
my favorite rom-com?
Home for after you get that post on clarity.
Yeah.
Fool's Gold on there. I'm gonna watch.
That's my favorite one. Love
Fool's Gold. Crazy Stupid Love also
phenomenal. Crazy Stupid
Love. I think in calling Crazy Stupid Love a rom-com is almost disrespectful. That's just a beautiful masterpiece of a movie.
Yeah,
we're doing family. We're doing love.
Real worried.
I almost think it's a bow rom-com
in that movie too. It's really good.
It's like some deep shit. I think rom-coms are great.
There's also the statutory rape. The pedophilia in it, I guess.
Well, what?
Hang on.
Oh, yeah. Was the girl and the girl?
No. With the daughter and the kid.
Oh, the babysitter, the sister, and the brother.
The young boy.
The girl is a pedophile. The P word's a little hard.
The P word's a little hard, sure.
But we wouldn't be saying that if it was flipped.
Dude, you're right. But I think rom coms are great. I think How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is the pinnacle.
I think that's a good one too.
Ghost of Christmas Past. There's a bunch of them. But
anything with McConaughey in it, right?
McConaughey, bro.
And he would hate to hear that.
But I think he'd know it because he knows. That's why he was like, "I'm done doing this. I'm gonna get AIDS and do True Detective."
If he didn't win his
Interstellar,
average. Movie.
I love it. I watch every space movie like ever. Oh, I watched the worst one in the world. New movie Moonfall is the worst motion picture you'll ever set your eyes on. It is a catastrophe of a movie. And I love all of that shit. I can watch any space movie and
is Interstellar your favorite one?
Probably. I mean, to be honest, Apollo 13 would probably be my favorite, but that's just like a real fucking story. Yeah. That was real ass life. So I think that one's like the best. But as far as like sci-fi type space movies, it's probably Interstellar off the top of my head.
The Interstellar, the scene where he's crying, looking at his kids. He did an interview on that. He did that in the first take. Like they go in, they usually talk about what they're going to do. And I guess he handed a note to the director and said, "We're doing it right now." Like, because he had it in him and he was like, "I just got to do this raw and organic." So he was seeing the take they took was him seeing that footage for the first time.
Wow.
Low key goosebumps when I know I was just telling that story. I'll be honest with you.
We were talking about it before. You were asking me, I was crying listening to a podcast today.
Yeah.
Listening to Bert and Tom doing Two Bears. And they were telling some story about Bert once, like, it was some gift that he was giving out money, being the generous guy that he is to these people. And he said, "What are you going to spend the money on?" And this guy said, "I wasn't able to throw my daughter a birthday party, but now I'll be able to. And now I'll be able to be the father that she thinks I am."
Oh.
And Bert has always said on his shows that he's been traveling so much for like the last 20 whatever years that there's a lot of times he missed family moments and feels like guilty about it. So he starts getting choked up. And Segura starts getting choked up. And then it was like silent for like 30 full seconds on the podcast to the point that I thought like my phone was broken and I realized they were crying. And then all of a sudden I'm fucking crying listening to a goddamn Two Bears, One Cave podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, this shit is getting deep, man. This is getting deep, dude.
It's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another ad read. A lot of people don't like them, but we got to do them anyway, baby. Make sure you please subscribe and rate 5 stars on this YouTube, on this audio, whatever you're choosing to watch or listen to. It really means a lot every single time you guys do it. Here we're going to talk about a little bit of Roman, right? If you feel like you come up a little short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/BustinBoys now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation for ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to make the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/BustinBoys and complete the online visit. Go to GetRoman.com/BustinBoys to get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. And back to the slideshow show.
It's crazy becoming a father and like some things will just catch you like that.
Like that, dude. Like I'm such a pussy now about anything. God. Especially I got a daughter, so anything that's like father-daughter, forget about it, man.
I'm watching all the Harry Potter movies right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Harry, when he's sitting in front of the mirror and sees his parents,
I don't know.
Behind him, you don't watch it, I'll look over here.
Yeah.
You know when he's looking in the mirror and sees his parents, and he's looking in the mirror and sees his parents?
Fuck, man.
Behind him. Yeah. Give this fucking guy water. That shit is... You look in the mirror, you're looking with him in the mirror, you're like, God, man.
Oh, his parents are dead.
I need to be a better parent. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, you should what? Watch those.
You don't even know the basis of the movie.
Yeah, I've been live tweeting my...
Where are you at? What movie are
you? I remember now.
The book, sorry. The book.
You've been going through some...
I've been going fucking through it. Dobby? When Dobby died?
Buddy.
Holy Dumbledore? Shit. Yeah. This is Harry. Dumbledore? This is the first movie, right? The first or the second movie? It looks like the first.
Azkaban?
No, this is either...
Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, the Sorcerer's Stone. So this mirror shows you what you want the most in life. And he looks in the mirror and he sees his parents.
Oh.
And the end of this movie is basically the only way to get the Sorcerer's Stone is to... not have any intent to use it because the Sorcerer's Stone gives you like
got immunity
and lets you live forever.
Yeah, this is something that if I watched it when it came out,
that's what it is. It shows you what you want the most.
I've been literally watching every night these movies.
So if I watched that when it came out, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, whatever, cute scene. If I watched this now, I would be like,
yes, 100%. And these movies, and not to get on a Harry Potter like train here, but like when you watch them, it's like a symbol of life watching these seven movies, because the beginning and they're all young and they're having a good time and it's all good fun. Like there's dangerous shit happening, but there's a light around like the camera angles and how much the blight they're putting into it. You get towards the end of these fuckers. I'm on the last one, Deathly Hallows Part 2. Mm, and I've already watched about 20-30 minutes of that fucker. Let me tell you, heart's been beating the whole time. Yeah. I'm about 120.
You're watching this movie in like 20 minute pieces?
No. So I watched a little bit this morning.
All right.
I'm into it now. And I'm like live.
Don't you want to set out 2.5 hours and watch that shit?
Yeah, but I got two kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to cry like Segura and like I'm trying to like be there, and then they go to bed. I'm like, I gotta get up early. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard, bro. It's hard to balance.
It's kind of like I section off time for me to do shit. But like as these movies get longer and longer, like you see the darkness and kind of like the real life shit. They're not real life shit, but like the issues that they deal with. It's crazy. The kids
grow from like kids to like adult actors, right?
Which is why it's so sick. I also have a good Harry Potter question I want to talk about with you afterwards.
I cannot wait.
I love that after the movie, when it all ended, they all were like, no. I'm not gonna say the movie. I'm gonna say what the actors did.
When Harry died!
What the real life actors did after everything wrapped, where Emma Watson was like, all right, I'm done, I'm going to college. And then fucking Rupert Grint, what he did was the sickest. So then fucking Daniel Radcliffe just started doing dopest movies ever.
Wait, like, Rupert Grint is the real name?
Rupert Grint's real name.
That's ridiculous. That's Harry's real name. Even the movie.
No, Harry's real name is Daniel Radcliffe, and he just started doing weird movies instead of like this kind of stuff. Like he has one movie where he's just a dead body, and
shit's weird.
Swiss Army Man, yeah,
shit's real weird.
And then, but Rupert Grint got a fucking. He didn't act from after Harry Potter. He got a fucking ice cream truck and just like drove the British countryside just because he's so He's like 20 years old and fucking rich as shit. And he was like, fuck it.
All right, counterpoint. I think it's a little weird to be an adult man and be like, I'm going to be an ice cream man for the children nowadays. Weird, dude. That kind of weirds me out a little bit.
But I think it's like, he's like, that's what I wanted to do, man. That's the weirdest part, though.
That's a little bit bizarre.
How weird is that?
He's fulfilling his dream.
That was not a movie role. You sure about that?
I'm 100% positive. He didn't act. I believe I'm correct in this.
I think this is like when we say there's a rule that like if you're going to be a coach of a team or you're gonna be involved with children, you gotta have your kid on the team, otherwise it's a little suspect.
Right.
But
sign up for like three. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, so if you wanna drive around town, have the kids chase you in your car,
but
the P-word's going off in my head.
P-word.
Pushing a little too much.
That's what you loved about after all that.
I love that they were like, we're not gonna keep doing massive movies. Like we're just fucking like they could have done any fucking movie they wanted to. And they were all like, I'm gonna go do what I want.
I don't know, you kind of got typecast, man.
Yeah.
If I ever get out of that.
Every time I see Emma Watson, I'm like, hey, yeah, she's glow up's nice, but it's Hermione.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like, it's perfect, like in the movie Get Him to the Greek.
Tykeston?
When Jonah Hill is in that bar and he sees Draco Malfoy in the thing.
Oh,
and he's like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Slytherin, am I right? And the guy's like, can you just stop?
Movies like that are for sure, like those mega iconic movies.
Right.
Especially when you're a kid. I feel like when you're a kid, people don't take you seriously when you get older.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you're good. You kind of break out. I think people are more inclined, like McConaughey. I think people are more inclined to be like to give you a chance now than you did back then because there's so much. There's streaming and different movies and shit like that. Because I feel like you can, you know, Jim Halpert became Jack Ryan, and people like they watch him be a fucking superhero now. And it's like I think as long as you can do good shit, you'll get a more of an honest chance, like a fair chance.
So you don't think Ron, Hermione, and Harry are good actors?
No, like, I do, but they, like, I don't know.
Aniston, bro.
Daniel Radcliffe, I think, is.
Jennifer Aniston from Friends.
Rupert Grint.
Yeah, he's the only one. Courtney Cox. Next time you see her, she's got a tit job in The Longest Yard.
Yeah, Longest Yard.
Scream. Yeah, you see her in Scream, too. Phenomenal movies, by the way. I can't believe I missed that. Love those movies.
The last one?
I did. Don't tell us. It's good.
Wait,
that's enough.
Before we get too off track, I want to ask you. This is the Harry Potter question.
Oh yeah.
Could the United States Army infiltrate Hogwarts?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
all the military forces. We'll say the Army, the Navy, the Marines, whatever you want.
I don't know. I have to get a better.
Of course, I mean.
I think it would be quite easy.
Yeah.
I think it would be quite easy. Yeah, I think they fucking show up and run.
Like you're fucking gone, dude.
Yeah, I think the magic.
You know what they want. Go ahead, fucking put that gun on me again. Sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I bought a bunch of Navy SEALs.
It's over, dude.
Navy SEALs are on the microphones right now. Dude,
you are fucking
like, hit general, the general, it's in the five. What do we do next? The missiles didn't work.
We're just going like this when we pull the triggers. There's nothing we can do. Hermione literally has a timepiece that can send her back in time. She can keep fighting you.
Yeah,
constantly.
All right. So I think like Thanos, like a bad motherfucker with those powers, I think is a more formidable opponent than like a bunch of kids who, yes, they're magic, but they're like, I don't think they're down for fucking full scale war.
Dumbledore is.
Yeah, but Dumbledore's ready. the size of the military. Yeah, that's
and overwhelming.
And they're all infantry.
Numbers
are
not numbers.
Accurate Azkaban. With their magic. They miss talking a lot. In Harry Potter, they miss a lot with their spells.
When they're sprinting.
When they're sprinting. Oh, you think the fucking SEAL Team 6 is going to stay fucking still for you? No way. Three steps.
Perfect example. I'm on Deathly Hallows 2 right now. They just come up and they're mumbling gibberish. Putting up fucking blue lights into the air. Blue lights are just cruising. And they make this force field over. And you got hundreds of thousands. Yeah, Voldemort. Putting shit out there, dude. Fucking. And he can't even break into this shit. So you want to take a man-made bullet? I've seen cars fly in this movie, dude. I've seen half eagle, half fucking horses in this movie.
Bro, you ever seen Moab drop?
I was gonna say, what do we do a Moab bomb?
It's a Moab.
Mother of all bombs. It's the closest thing to nuclear. It's the standalone nuclear bomb.
They have Voldemort and all the bad guys. It could be tough.
It's a gun, dude.
Hey,
what's that? It's a missile.
I got it.
And it's fucking done, dude. That thing is a fireworks show to them. Here he gets on his broom. Guess what? Done. It's out.
Oh, you swayed me.
Hey, SEAL Team 6 is coming in. They're in the submarines. Dumbledore literally knows everything that's going on. Oh, you're about to get me? Teleport. Right? It's like fucking, there's no issue. They have a vanishing closet in that motherfucker. Okay. I put this water in here. It's in Europe. Okay, right now.
Wait. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though, because I don't know all the details. Hogwarts is a school for wizardry, right?
Witchcraft and wizardry.
Okay, excuse me. So you are learning, correct?
Yeah.
So just like any other school, there's smart kids and the fucking dumb kids, right?
Right.
So Harry is nice with it. He's nice with the stick.
He's not as nice as Hermione, but that's the point I made on my show.
Hermione is nice with it, and then fucking Rupert, and then there's gonna be a bunch of like fucking fat loser kids who aren't good at wizarding yet.
Neville Longbottom has a glow up like no one's seen, dude. He comes out. He's very into plants right now, and he's absolutely killing it.
Yo, there's casualties in every war, so those
Neville is the guy, like, he's taking a sniper, just boom, and he's gone.
But if you got Voldemort's in there, I think it's tough. If you get the evil on the side, and they're all
who's he fighting for then? Is Voldemort going to fight?
Voldemort's probably fighting for America, right?
We're attacking
Robert. Probably the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah. No, it's the opposite. Because why is America attacking Hogwarts?
That's a fair point.
Why is America attacking Hogwarts?
Power and money?
They
usually
do,
like,
oil there.
They're controlling the world.
They're attacking them because, they let's say, it's like a racial thing. Well, we hate wizards. It's I feel like Voldemort would be like, for now, all I can do, you know what I'm saying? They fucking,
the sound effect is amazing.
Harry Potter. Do we think all the wizards are taking X-Men? Because we've seen the story play out in X-Men.
See, that's what I mean. I feel like...
And the military kind of takes out X-Men.
Yeah, I think that there's other magical power people who are just more cutthroat and fucking vicious than the wizards. These are kids. At the end of the day, they're still kids.
Yeah.
So you got a bunch of mutants in there. They're like ready for war.
And X-Men with these darts and they're fucking making them normal people again.
America can come up with some shit, okay? America, if we put our minds to wizards.
How long would it take to come up with this shit?
Think of all the X-Men. Moderna and Pfizer, bro.
Ron?
Ron
literally owns something. He just holds it right now and presses the button.
You're not going to sell me on wizards taking X-Men.
I don't know enough about X-Men. I only know Deadpool, and I respect the fuck out of his process. You know what I'm saying? I respect the fuck out of Deadpool. I love those shows. It's too much. I want to get into Marvel. I want to get into DC. Where the fuck do I start?
They have a list. They got
a list. Oh, they do? They have a list.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can really get into it like
lead
that,
up to the end game. Like, there's an order.
I did it.
You can
there's
watch
an
it
actual
all.
Order.
It's pretty dope,
yeah,
right?
I did it leading up to I've seen them. I've seen most of them, but I did it. I went
it's
in
overwhelming,
like,
though. It's a lot.
Order that yeah, but I'm a loser who doesn't have anything. I have nothing to do. I have no family. I have no nothing. Well, and I could die tomorrow and nothing happens.
You know what
happens.
I would do?
Barely
so I think so the plus side of that is I get to watch all the movies I want.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah.
Until Christmas.
Die, no one would care. I get to watch all the movies.
You know? Until Christmas.
For real. You know what you should do is wait till your kids are old enough. And then, like,
hit them all
and then you'll, like, watch it with them and you'll have something
good
to
point.
Do because sometimes I do find it hard. I know a lot. I actually knew the comic shit like back in the day when I was a kid and then kind of fell off, and now I haven't seen all of them, but I still kind of know the stories and shit. But I just find it very daunting to be like, I gotta watch 18 of these motherfuckers or even like 10 of these movies.
Yeah.
So it's hard to like
kids,
start
fun. That's
you know
point.
Yeah, but if you're with your kids and doing it,
see, I try to do that with my four-year-old. We're big into Halloween. We call it Spooktober. Like,
yeah. You guys go hardcore.
My daughter about how like
is
how
that
Halloween
how you were your
is.
Whole life, like as a kid too, or you
no,
got that
I was,
later?
I always enjoyed Halloween. I just thought it was something so cool about like all that shit. I'm not gonna just dive into this, but like I told my daughter, like we're fucking Halloween people. You know what I'm saying? Like she's all about it. And I tried to watch like Hocus Pocus with her and stuff like that, and she's almost there. But I can't get her to sit through the whole thing. It's a little too scary. But I want to get into the age
Focus is,
where you can just kind of watch all the shit. It's a
that's
kid's
kind of where you're at now, right? Were you watching?
Well, we watch whatever they want. Whatever they want is Sing 2 right now.
Yeah.
Dude, Sing 2, these motherfuckers. Illumination Studios or whoever, they put Sing 2 out for on demand for rental. For rental, $25 a rental. So you got it for $25 for 48 hours. Guess how many fucking times I had to just re-rent that shit for my kids at $25 a pop. I spent like $750 in a month on Sing 2.
Because
they know they got you by the balls because they know they got kids like mine who are like, I want to see Sing 2. And I'm like, fine, whatever, here you go.
Yeah.
$25 to not even own that shit.
$25
a rental, dude. I was like, this must be a mistake. Nope. Now it's finally available, like whatever, regular. But those early days were brutal.
See, my kids weren't even fazed by this movie.
So smart, dude.
Genius. It's the kid world you got to get into.
Yeah,
the industry
yeah, man.
Kids,
no, that's
monetize
I mean,
the kids.
Say,
pause.
Hang on,
that's all you, bum.
Yo, we got Sheen at 3.
I was gonna say, is it 2:57?
Yeah, we got a bouncer. Think. Yeah.
Oh. You guys gotta leave.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, maybe.
Fuck.
Should I?
Well, before you go, let's just hit this tier real quick. We'll hit tier.
No. Let's see if he can push it.
Yeah. I mean.
He's got it. Almost there. I didn't realize it was 2:57. I just saw that in the corner too.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It is, man. I would love to keep it ripping. We're good.
What a buzzkill!
So fast.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I'm sorry, man.
I wanted to dive into so much stuff.
So much more.
We got Barstool Legends on.
What? Can we just come back? At some point, listen. Always leave them wanting more, bro. Always leave them wanting more. The people will want them more, man. I can't believe how quick.
When's the next time we get you guys back to Nashville?
I mean, now that I know how fucking fun this was, we're gonna have to come back like next week.
Everybody listening, hey, subscribe,
fly in and out,
do all the shit, man.
We're dipping.
So we got like probably 10 minutes.
Why? Do you want to just keep going, or is there something specifically you want to do?
Well, we have a tier. Yeah, I love hanging out with you guys, man. We haven't even talked about Barstool shit.
Yeah, fuck Barstool, whatever, man. Right? That's about the boys.
Keep on paying.
I would love to.
But,
I mean, he's outside our apartment. So
what kind of tier thing we got, Jack?
Hey.
Knew it was coming. No. This is. Oh yeah, this is hurt. This is gonna hurt somebody's feelings. I gotta go. I mean, top tier. I can put 3 in the top tier.
There's.
Okay, I'm gonna go Dave, Dan, and I go Brianna Chicken Fry top tier right now. And then she's gonna be the next Alex Cooper. I think she is a fucking megastar in the waiting.
What makes her great?
She can do. She's first of all, she's a chick and she has a legion of girls like in her army. She can move merch like I think like second only to Alex Cooper. And she's like actually, she knows that like she came up through TikTok being like the party girl who drinks a lot, but she knows what she's doing. Like very smart girl, grew up in like, she had like addict sisters that she had to like deal with and overcome. She grew up real fast, very adult, despite the fact that she's like a party girl. And I think she's going to be like, I think she'll get like an Alex Cooper type bag.
Gotta have her on the bus.
So then second tier, I'd have to go PFT, Roan, Caleb. And then third tier, which is still, I mean, that's not a knock, but those are all newer employees.
Bullshit is you didn't put anyone bad on the list.
Yeah.
Like there's, you could have put people on the list. It was like,
put
Frank
on there, man.
you put easy three, like, here, like, oh, that's third tier. But the, I gotta go.
You don't have to use this.
Yeah, no, I can do it.
Where do you guys put yourself? KFC, where do you put fights and fights? Where do you put KFC?
I always think that there's like a top five of Dan, Dave, me, fights, and K Marco was like the one of the original guys. Now, obviously, things have changed as far as like what we do now. But I mean, it was so, to grow this shit was so fucking different. And I still don't think people realize like what it sounds so much like. In my day, we went uphill both ways. Oh, should I gotta tell him to get Etex pads to get chain? But like to grow it was like, I mean, we did so much writing and so much around the fucking clock to the point that I think we're all like fucked in the head a little bit. So I think that, you know, as far as like tier of talent, I think I would be like near the bottom. But as far as like tier of Barstool importance and who needed, like how it all needed to unfold, I think there's that five man team that was like,
that's an incredible answer.
If that doesn't unfold the way it does, I don't know if there is a Caleb and a Chicken Fry to do what we do, where we do it, how we do it. You know,
where do you put fights in the tier system?
He's at the very bottom
for sure.
No, we're at the, no, me and Feidelberg are not talented people.
No.
We're just,
how do you go off in this world of who's talented and who's not talented?
I think that there are people who have like the same way that I sometimes laugh when I see our podcast is like in the same level of the charts as like Bill Burr and Chris DeStefano and Two Bears, One Cave. Cause those guys are like, to me, like the legendary most talented comedians. People in the, yeah. Yeah. And we just shoot especially shit, Burr. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I guess if you want to say that like being a conversationalist is a talent, then I guess we're okay. But yeah. I don't think we have like talent.
No,
I think we just, yeah, it's, I think we just have, we have a skill that is monetizable and popular right now in the world of like entertainment.
Yeah, 5 years we'll be homeless, so like, how talented can we be?
Think about it. How many funny people or just like guys busting balls before the internet and podcasts didn't have a career?
Yeah, people tell us all the time they just missed it, they're like dude, I could do that. So, and they're probably right.
But then do it, bro.
100%. The response is always, we'll just do it. They're like, dude, I'd love to be able to get paid to talk to my friends. Like, okay, we'll do it. Get a podcast and do it.
Yeah, people don't understand.
But it was a lot of timing.
And the back work that goes on. Yeah,
we came up at the right time. Internet came up. You know, Boston sports was blowing up. And it all unfolded. But I don't think, you know, I think there are certain guys, PFT is like a comedic genius to me, that if it wasn't during the internet era, if he was coming up in like the 80s, he would have been like a script writer or whatever was hot. Yeah,
yeah, I'd switch Caleb and PFT, and that's just out of output.
And then that
would be my tier system in order. And the bottom three are awesome too. I'm gonna be a pussy about this, but like the bottom three are awesome. They just do stuff that I'm not really interested in.
I don't be clear. I mean,
I don't really do much gambling. I don't really watch that much college football, and I'm not a chicks in the office guy. So the bottom three, just that's not my interests.
Yeah.
Who's a sleeper? Who's somebody that should be up on the list?
Ooh, good question there.
Dana B.
Rico.
Dana B or Sass.
Sass is gonna be
Owen.
Funny.
I fucking love Owen.
Love Owen.
funny. Obviously Nick and KB. Anyone who's nothing at all like me those are my favorite people. Who like they just are not my kind of humor at all.
Nick is really, really funny. You know who is one of the funniest characters like at the joint right now is our producer Jackie. Mm-hmm. Is like a female Feidelberg, and like she's more producer than content. But man, some of the shit that comes out of her mouth is absolutely fucking hilarious. Unintentionally funny. That's why she's funny. She just lives her life, and I'm like, you have no idea how ridiculous you are. But yeah, she's a sleeper. I think
we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go. I think we gotta go. That's what I think.
Hey, boys. Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it, but I would love to say more. But
you guys gotta go back.